Address where you put your mother. Address where you put your mother.
Listen, that's why I'm telling you.
And a tunnel.
You have to use.
No,
see,
man.
See what the Holy Ghost is? He's a vehicle that
Holy Ghost, ghost. A ghost, your worship. You cannot call your mother tunnel, Rasta.
No, listen now. If you understand, who is
no, me no want to understand that. Me no want to understand that. Me no want to understand that. Me say, me no want to understand that. Any man will come talk about the mother is a tunnel. I have no respect for woman.
All right, a tabernacle.
Worse, that tabernacle worse. Tabernacle worse. You, he's a male chauvinist who don't like woman.
But he's a vehicle.
You don't have no respect for woman, Rasta.
No, man, that is the wrong.
What do you mean that is? You don't have no respect for woman. Because if you can't come now and I claim about Holy Spirit and I come talk about woman at tunnel,
no,
your mother at tunnel.
Me
not dilute no conversation. And you say woman at tunnel. I know me. Go where? Where me want to go? Where me want to go with it? You tell me about your God. They must come worship your God. And then you are going to say woman at tunnel.
I'm going to say, if that God is the God of truth,
so who the Chinese them must worship now? The Chinese them. Who you want them worship? Your God too.
The God will create the universe, heaven and earth.
Which God create the universe? Which one are the God them?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Which God? That may
I
ask you.
That I am.
Which God create the universe? The Muslim God, the Jewish God, the Chinese
Jesus
God, your
God. David God, Solomon God.
So you want the Chinese them come worship David God?
All of them used to worship. Go looking at the Chinese Israel, you know, go see 6-point star and the ESM Chinese.
Me not looking for no star, Bridget. Me not looking for no star. Me not say you don't have no respect for people. I know I have no respect for your mother. Because you come talk about your mother at tunnel. Are you say it? Woman at tunnel. Are you say your mother is a tunnel?
Vehicle
where? Your mother is a spaceship. Your mother is a spaceship.
A horse? No, a horse then.
Your mother is a spaceship. Try find all the word then, for say, man. Try find all the word. Try find all the word then to say. You don't have no respect for woman.
I don't want to advance nothing.
Try you go talk about woman at tunnel. I don't want to advance nothing.
It's a vehicle.
Vehicle what? That worse. That worse. But your mother is a vehicle. Vehicle for what?
Yeah, for the Holy Spirit then.
Holy Spirit.
I'm not projected in a negative image. If you
it is a negative. It is a negative. You know I project it that way there, but it's a projection.
But anyway.
Because you talk about dopey. A dopey you are talking about. And okay, I tell man, they must come. If you don't worship your God, you want them worship your God.
So your program get raped in Virgin by not dealing with the independent issues that we have to do as African people.
You know, independent issue may I work with you now. That's why I have you on the radio for about 4 weeks now. Four weeks, make you an opportunity. I'll have four, me have you on the program.
Me
say, which other program I gonna have you on them program for half or 4 weeks straight? No, me not talk about no pay. Me say, no, you talk about what kind of program me run. I meet you an opportunity. Yo, click him, brethren, because from me go hear him say that, no, him rile me up. But woman, when I say woman, everybody want to repeat that. Everybody have to come worship Fame God. Which God is the right God? Fame God. So all other God is of no significance to the people them. Go and go tell the Arab them that. Say, Allah is of no significance. And go and go tell the Jews them that. And go in China, go tell the Chinese them, say, them have to come worship your God. And what kind of world that? That is why war start, because every man are trying to make the next man worship out in worship. And we have to come out of them foolishness there. Especially those who say them is Rasta too. From a Rasta title, you say, if you don't worship Selassie, you are dead. You know there's something wrong with him. Any man will hear you tell you about if you don't worship Jah, you are dead. Something wrong with him. He's a religious. He's a fanatic, just like the man them who kill people in the name of Allah. Allah Akbar, them ball out. Them kill people in the name of them God. And that is what religion do. Religion claim the right to your spiritual consciousness and awakening all the while. That is what them do. We're supposed to take a break. No, we're not going to break here, so. Yeah. Them have your a claim dominion over everybody else with your spirit, with your God. A man tell you, say, the God of theme, he said, the God will create heaven and earth. Which one of the God them create heaven and earth? Tell me that. Which one of the God them create heaven and earth? You're going to tell me about the God where you believe in now. So if he's a Muslim, you're going to say it's your Muslim. God is a Muslim. Judaism, Yahweh. God is from is Yahweh. Christian, God is Jesus. You know, and now we're going to add some more craziness in the thing. But Haile Selassie is the God where everybody have to come praise. For what? What is the purpose of praising your God, my God, or whatever God? You must find God as a comfort to you. Don't come evangelize the thing. Why you want to evangelize the thing? Find comfort in your spirit or your belief in yourself. That is where you must find it, in yourself. Prayers are for the comfort of the one who give out the prayer. And you can't come make me use your prayer for do nothing to me, whether you heal me or cause me to dead. Your prayer can't kill me, and your prayer can't heal me. You know, see? So, when I want to talk about you have to come to fame, God, it's a madness. It's a madness when a man say that. A man I come to the boat say the Muslim them and the Arab, the Muslim them and the Israel them must get the Holy Spirit. Which Holy Spirit? Fame Holy Spirit. And then I talk about fame God a killer people said we. What the difference? What the difference? You know how much God's passed through this earth yeah, and left man. A man will amp on the God of all gods, theme God. Ay. Religion. Oh gosh, man. I should have played this tune or two, you know. I should have played it, you know. I can play it. And what time it is? I have time to play it. It's a terrible thing, man, when this man can come in at this time, yeah. After him get so much knowledge and strength to come really evangelize. Where I talk about and can't realize it's not working. All it causes is death and destruction. I don't see it. It causes pure death and destruction. So, grow up, man. That's where you must go. Grow up. Grow up. Don't use your old time religion to come. Perpetuated upon people in at this time here. Yeah. A different time now. Different time now. And I'm going to play this soon here. Yeah. I'm going to play it. I can find it. Yes, I'm going to play this soon yeah. Believe you me, I have to play this soon yeah.
No church today.
No, not that one there. Not that one there. And that one yeah.
Tabaruka. Yes, amen. And our next special guest is right next to me. Bernhard Zips, professor of cultural and social anthropology. I hope I'm saying it right, from the University of Vienna. Just a few words about our special guests. Most people in Europe know Muta Baruka for his revolutionary poetry that he voiced on reggae rhythms. I guess the term dub poetry would describe it, would describe the best what he did on albums like Check It, Outcry, or most recently, Black Attack. But I'm afraid Muta doesn't like the term dub poetry too much. In Jamaica, on the other hand, Muta is especially known as the host of some of the biggest stage shows on the island, and of course for his radio show Cutting Edge on Irie FM that's been running for almost 30 years. On his show, he not only plays music from all over the world that usually does not get much airplay in Jamaica, but he also discusses social, cultural, political, or religious issues that's on the country's collective mind. Please give another round of applause to Muta Baruka. And Bernhard Zips has done a lot of research on Caribbean and African studies. He has published books on Jamaica, reggae, and Rastafari, has done various documentaries on TV, and is an esteemed writer for Rhythm Magazine. Most recently, he has published the book Muta Baruka, The Verbal Swordsman, Perspectives from the Cutting Edge and Stepping Razor, together with Sebastian Schwager and Muta Baruka himself. So who would be more fitting than Werner to lead today's session? And also, before I pass it over to Werner, I want to introduce Pierre Tosi on the very right from my side. He's a radio host from Bologna, Italy. David Katz from London, he's the author of People Funny Boy, the autobiography of Lee Perry, and Solid Foundation and Oral History. And I'm Pete Lilly, this is Alan Köhlings. We are both from Cologne, Germany, and we're both editors of Rhythm Magazine. Now I hand it over to you, Werner.
Yeah, first of all, I give thanks for Rotterdam organizers, Sunsplash, and particularly Rhythm Magazine. I think life would be much worse without Rhythm Magazine. So actually, applause is good. For instance, in the last issue, they ran a story that Sebastian Schwager and myself, the co-authors of this book, Muta Baruka, the Verbal Swordsman, wrote. So I really give thanks to Rhythm Magazine, and I'm urging everyone who doesn't have an abo yet to get it as soon as possible. They need it. I'm very happy and glad to be here on stage with Muta Baruka today for the program which was titled The Mystery Unfolds, which is the title of a very famous album by Muta Baruka. Very, very good, excellent album. But I actually asked the organizers what they had in mind when they chose this title, and they were not too certain. So I guess they left it to Muta Baruka to make that mystery unfold. I would like to start with one question to him, because I have a personal mystery with his career. And that is, after being a poet, a recording artist for 2 or 3 decades, he rather chose to become a public intellectual, as we would call it, in Jamaica, and to actually raise black consciousness in Jamaica, the Caribbean, Africa, South Africa in particular, but many other countries, and the rest of the globe. And that was very interesting and important decision. Very few people would choose and change from being a global artist at the time to becoming a radio presenter. And the other thing is, since that time, over 3 decades, he had a radio show of 4 hours every week, and for the past number of years, a second one, again, I believe 4 hours. So Sebastian, the co-author to this book, and myself, we sort of calculated it, and it were at least 8,000 hours. I believe it's rather more, maybe up to 10,000 hours. So sometimes speaking to people, I know what it means to have one lecture a week. It takes a lot of efforts. And students, basically, when they have to do a little lecture in a seminar, it's a big issue. So this person is talking 8 hours live on radio, maybe not talking, is of course playing music as well, but presenting reggae culture, and not only reggae culture, but generally black consciousness. And to me, the big mystery is, how can you do it? Where do you take the strength from? And yeah, that's actually a question related to the topic I would like to pose Muta in the beginning.
Eli Rastafari. So, it's a long question that I don't know if I have to answer. But it's not that we leave one thing and go to the next, you know, because we still have all of them, because right now we're up on a show here. So we've been touring still, we've been making music still. You understand? It's just that sometimes the promoter, them so skimsy, them don't want to send for the band. Them prefer me want to come to it cheaper for them. You know them here there? So true, me's a poet now. I mean, I must have used music. We just come still. So we have been touring all over the place and we've been making music. You know, we're making a lot of music, but it don't reach here, so because a lot of the people them who produce them don't have the reach to give it to a record company. And some of the record company, them not interested in adult poetry. As you can see, it's dance all around the thing in Jamaica. So everybody want to jump on that. But it's good we don't change. We start with the poetry, and them ask if we do a radio program. And meanwhile, rather do a radio program, we still have the poetry. You know, if you look upon it, sometimes we take the equipment them from the radio station and travel with it. We was going to come up here so with it, but choose to say the time them conflict with when the program come on, we decide say, we're not going to do that. But we're not transformed from one thing to the next. You know, we are the same. At the same poet, same radio talk show was, sometimes we all have spin music in a party and all them something there. And we still have to do everything what we usually do. So it's not a, you know, either business we work with.
Give thanks. However, you didn't record for quite some time. I believe the last album before the latest one was done in South Africa, Life and Lessons. What made you decide to produce a new album with Matt Professor?
All right, well, Matt Professor the day yesterday. You know, it's about 10 years ago, Matt Professor gave me some rhythm and said, I must listen to them. And I'm going to come to Jamaica and we're going to record it. That was 10 years ago. Whenever I hear back from Matt Professor, all I hear that he was in Jamaica. So, 10 years after, last year actually, we go to England and I say, you know, I'm going to check Mad Professor. And I say, no, we should have did this thing, you know. So we go to Mad Professor place and Mad Professor say, yeah, man, I'm ready, man. So, you know, all the thing work. When we just started doing the poetry, Chyna Smith was the producer. And what happened is that he used to play, make the music according to what I was saying. So, like, I would read the poem them, and him listen to me and say, and make the music. Nowadays, people give the rhythm, and you have to write to the rhythm. You know, that is what most dancehall artists do, but we didn't know how to just speak, because sometimes when Chyna hear me, I try to go to the rhythm, and say, no, don't say it to the rhythm. Just say the poem what you would normally say. And that give way to an album named Check It. It's one of the biggest albums them, really. But really and truly now, the idea with Mad Professor now, Mad Professor did have the rhythm them, because he's a rhythm man. The man have some serious dub, unbelievable. When I play at Jamaica, and me alone play them. But when me listen to them, I say, okay, so me just draw from a poetry book, where most of the poem them come out, I'm going to look for which poem them will never record. A lot of them in the book didn't record over the years. I'm going to say, all right, let me listen to the rhythm them.
And I spend a day and listen to the rhythm there, man. I say, watch out now. I come to the studio the next day. Come record them. I will record all of them. Almost about 13 poems in a one session. And we have now an album named Black Attack. Brand new album, don't release it. Shana can go and put it out, because that is the album. That is the label I have. Most of my albums over the years, except in South Africa. And Alligator, we did the Check It album. So you look out for that. I even played three of them yesterday. You know, so you can look out for that. Black Attack. But yeah, Mad Professor, serious man. I'm gone some Yugoslavia, some place. I don't know where I'm gone. But yes, we're going to work with Mad Professor. We're going to work with him because this show here, the sister who booked me for come here, say, we was one of the artists them who was on Rotterdam for the first Rotterdam them years ago, before coming to this country. We used to come upon it. And now we say, years after, we come here so again. And yeah, we're not changed. We are right, we are read, we are cuss, and we are uplift and advance the welfare of African people, especially African people. And we don't want people to get tipsy because we say African people, because that we are working. Because African people, they are the lowest M at anything, any country where you go. And this over there, and at 500 years of it, we are going with it. You know, see, so we have to keep riveting the black people, say, look here, wake up. Marcus Garvey said, if you don't have no confidence in yourself, you are twice defeated in the race of life. But with confidence, you have won even before you have started. So Haile Selassie say, until the philosophy that all one race superior and the other inferior, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significant than the color of his eyes. He said, we Africans will fight if it is necessary, because we are confident in the victory of good over evil. And I know a whole heap of people get shake up when Muta say, white people. Because Haile Selassie say, until the philosophy. Look here. We have to understand the word where until mean. If until means in time to come. That is what we're talking about. In time to come, the color of a man's skin will be no more significant than the color of his eyes. But until that day, we Africans have to fight, because that is where it's there. That is where it's there. So don't feel no way, white people, when we say until the philosophy that whole one race superior, because people get giddy and jumpy and I say, Muta racist. And Muta no racist. We don't even know what racism is. Because I know man who love him guitar, he's a guitarist. Man who love him violin is a violinist. So I don't know if it's true me love my race, me that racist. But when I talk about eight people because of color, we are talking about how we got you 500 years, 500 years of torment for a people who come across the ocean, come enslave my people. And that we are fight for.
More than 25 years ago, I've heard a very similar speech of Muta at the very place that he was talking about, at Cape Coast Castle in Ghana, at the occasion of PanaFest. And we were there with Austrian television to do a documentary on PanaFest. And perhaps to give you an idea of what happened there, if we are able to throw it on, we could show a clip of an event 26 years ago, pretty much at the same time, actually.
Sound.
Give me that. Give me back me everything you got. Give me philosophy you
carried to Greece. Peace, war, and Socrates. Give me my historical masterpiece. Give me back my name. Give me back my calendar. Give me my books, your tea from Alexandria. Give me my queen like Cleopatra. Me no want to hear about Queen Victoria. Give me my language I know so well. You mix up English, confusing the hell. Give me back my maths, you Pythagoras. Give me my symbols, your tea from us. Give me this, give me that. Give me back my everything you got. Give me diamond, give me gold. Give me back my rock and roll. Give me uranium. Dear. So who I praise, you shouldn't care. You say, steal not, you thief me land. Sex not, you rape my mother. Keep the Sabbath, we work 7 days a week. You build a nation from the sweat of my back. Now you want to give me crap. Give me herbs, we can make some tea. Give me back all the fruit tree. Give me the remedy that me that you take from me. Give me this.
Se inicia a celebrar de Navidad Cima Sabor Navideño. Un programa diferente para alegrar su ambiente, el dominicano ausente, el turista que los visita y todos los sectores de la capital con Cima Sabor Navideño. Por su emisora de siempre, Radio Cima.
Me dijo, mira, si algún día yo voy a grabar un tema, yo quiero grabar ese tema, que era La Morenita. Nadie me abrió la puerta, ninguna disquera me dio la oportunidad. Yo me puse a mirar el horizonte, así yo dije, Dios mío, pero ¿qué es lo que yo voy a hacer, Dios mío, con esta olla? Porque ahí me está llevando el diablo. Todo lo que dice la canción era lo que yo estaba viviendo.
Y lo armaste.
Entonces cayó justamente para la política. Y Puerto me ofreció villas y castillas, pero no me dio nada.
Le ha pasado más de uno, ¿eh?
Oye, ¿sabes manejar camión? Manejame de cabezote. El mismo fraseo, el mismo mambo. A nivel de legal, eso es plagio. Omega fue otro también que empezó a cobrar 800, 900 mil pesos por fiesta.
Es verdad que Omega te...
कहता है अफसोस है कि वो हमसे कुछ उखड़ा मुखड़ा रहता है। मेरे सामने वाले खिड़की में एक चांद सा टुकड़ा रहता है। उफ ये नजर उफ ये अदा उफ ये नजर उफ ये अदा
recuérdame ahora.
Yo soy merenguero. Yo soy merenguero.
Con el caballo.
Hasta la tambora.
¡Soy lectura!
Que no va, que no va, que no va, que no, ya que no me apaga mi cachito.
No digas que tú lo apagas, que no lo vas a lograr. Hay muchos que lo intentaron y Cuchi Pluma no va.
A que no me apagas, a que no me apagas, a que no me apagas mi cachimbo.
A que no, a que no, a que no, a que no, a que no me apagas mi cachimbo.
Que no me apagas mi cachimbo.
Oye capullo, a todos los quiero igual. Oye capullo, a todos los quiero igual.
Son angelitos y los llevo aquí en el alma, pero hablemos del negrito, mami, sin perder la calma.
Dime capullo, es hijo mío el negrito,
pero dime capullo, es hijo mío el negrito.
Y ella le contestó, y ella le contestó,
oye Sorullo, el negrito es el único tuyo.
Oye Sorullo, el negrito es el único tuyo.
Hoy.
El marido de Josefa, solo come pecado. Si le dan otra cosa, lo rechaza bravado. Si le dan otra cosa, lo rechaza bravado. Y yo no quiero mondongo, ni platanito asado. No quiero guajito, ni platanito asado. Yo quiero que me den mi pecado guisado. Yo quiero que me den mi pecado guisado. Mi patacón pisao,
pisao,
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 mi patacón pisao,
pisao, pisao, pisao.
Virgen de Alta Gracia, compañera mía, tú para tu casa, yo para la mía. Si Virgen de Alta Gracia, compañera mía, tú para tu casa y yo para la mía.
Hasta la tambora.
Después Puerto Rico el merengue ahora.
Merengue hasta la tambora.
Son merengueros hasta la tambora.
Morena, ven, ven donde mí.
Bueno, muy buenas noches, radio oyente del Vacilón Musical Amsterdam Latino. Bueno, ya estamos en vivo a través de Radio Razo 105.2. Bueno, mi gente, actívense a través de los 105.2 con el Vacilón Musical Amsterdam Latino Navideño. Una programación totalmente variada. Repórtate a través de nuestra línea telefónica al 020-737-1301. Bueno, dándole las gracias también a la Fundación Beni Cultura, ubicada en Jorge Fe 229A. Bueno, estamos para ayudas sociales y jurídicas. Trabajamos de lunes a viernes. Así que para más información y hacer su cita, llamar al teléfono al 06-5887-1669 con el señor Maisenche. También nos puede enviar mensaje a través de info@benicultura.nl o también escribir a través de www.benicultura.nl. Bueno, cuento contigo. Un proyecto ahí que está trabajando conjunto con la Fundación Benicultura. Te invita para el día 9 de diciembre. Bueno, nos vamos de paseo a Oberhausen, en Alemania. Nos vamos a un mercado de, bueno, en artículos de Navidad. Y también habrá muchas cositas más que tú quieras comprar por allá para tu Navidad. También bebida y cosas así. Puedes también comprar, porque habrá esos negocios por ahí. Tienen un cómodo precio donde tú puedes comprar tu bebida y traerla para disfrutar de un final de año 2023 ya. Y darle bienvenida al 2024. Eso es el día 9. De diciembre, partiendo desde las 8 de la mañana, tendremos bingo y un desayuno. Así que, señores, ya vamos por la cifra de más de 70 personas ya inscritas. Están inscritas ya. Así que usted me puede llamar al 06-2015-2091 y inscríbase si quiere también ir con nosotros el día 9 de diciembre a ese paseíto que tenemos ahí en la Fundación Benicultura, conjunto con Proyecto Cuento Contigo. Así que eso es multicultural. Ahí hay diferente nacionalidad, colombiana, peruana, ecuatoriana, mexicana, de diferentes culturas, señor. Así que se me olvidó una de esas culturas. Usted también está incluida en el menú. Así que eso es el día 9 de diciembre, partiendo desde la Fundación Benicultura a las 8 de la mañana. Y regresamos a las 5 de la tarde, Oberhausen, Alemania, Amsterdam, a las 8, Oberhausen. Así que esa es la hora, ¿no? Partimos a las 8 para Oberhausen, Alemania, y regresamos de Alemania, Oberhausen, a las 5 de la tarde. Bueno, también quiero también invitarlo a una actividad que tendrá también muy pronto la Fundación Benicultura. Así que si tú eres un cuidador informal, bueno, entonces regístrate para vivir este hermoso día lleno de aprecio hacia nuestros cuidadores informales. Bueno, ahí tenemos nuestra página, ya la he reenviado otra vez, la envié a través de Facebook, a través de WhatsApp, para toda mi gente. También abran la página y se suscriban. Remite este mensaje también a otros cuidadores informales. Así que remite este mensaje a otros cuidadores informales. Bueno, también quiero informarle que Gillo Sarante se estará presentando. Gillo Sarante conjunto con Jay One y Gillo Sarante se estarán presentando el día 19 de noviembre en H7. Humberberg número 7. Bueno, los precios a 70 euros por persona. Así que no se pierdan esa gran presentación. Bueno, tendrá la única presentación, único un concierto ya de final de año. Gillo Sarante, J1 en Amsterdam, Holanda, en H7. Entrada popular, 70 euros. Ya ustedes saben. Así que vamos a seguir lo que es enviándole todo este mensaje, lo que va hasta la programación. Bueno, también informarle que para el día 4 de noviembre vamos a tener como invitada a Graciela Hunzer Rivera aquí en cabina de Radio Razo y la programación El Vacilón Musical Amsterdam Latino. Pónganse la pila, escriban nuestro número de teléfono para que también le hagan pregunta a Graciela Hunzer Rivera. Rivero estará aquí en vivo también a través del Vacilón Musical Amsterdam Latino. El Woman Show, la mujer del show, una mujer que tiene tremendo show, que te mantiene despierto durante el show. Así que felicidades para Graciela Hunzer Rivero, ya que he participado en algunas actividades y bueno, no se duerme, uno no se duerme porque es una mujer que hace un show súper potente. Así que ya estará el día 4, a partir de las 7:30 estará aquí en cabina de Radio Razo y la programación del Vacilón Musical Amsterdam Latino. Así que mi nombre es Modesto Aquino, el Moreno que brilla sin darle el sol. Aquí están también nuestro delegado del Partido Esperanza Democrática, PEC. También está también nuestra futura diputada de Ultramar. También está nuestro presidente de Europa, también está aquí con nosotros. En breve esperamos también ya la presencia del señor Pablo Soto y un servidor Modesto Aquino, también representante de lo que es el Partido Esperanza Demócrata, Democrático, aquí en Holanda. Siempre activo, no nos cambiamos, no nos hemos cambiado en lo que sea. Hemos pasado por momentos difíciles, pero siempre estamos activos. Ahora tenemos un verdadero partido inscrito en la Junta Central Electoral y bueno, es para adelante que vamos. De aquí para adelante no damos reversa. Así que en breve van a escuchar muchas cosas buenas del partido, buena música también del partido Esperanza Democrática en breve. Así que vamos a continuar hasta las 9, en las 9 de la noche. Ya continuamos con lo que es el PET informativo en Europa. Oigan bien, a partir de las 9 de la noche, el PET informativo en Europa, donde toda parte del mundo, a través de nuestro link, puede escuchar, puede llamar al 00 31 20 737, oigan bien, 1301. Eso aquí en Amsterdam, Holanda, el 20 00 31 20 737 1301. Uno puede llamar de toda parte de Europa a través de nuestro número y bueno, y hacerle preguntas a la futura diputada de Ultramar, a Daisy Almont, aquí en cabina. Y también hacerme mi pregunta también, que quién soy yo, qué hago yo aquí. Bueno, yo me encargo de los controles. Mientras yo veo un botoncito, yo siempre estoy alegre. Así que vamos a comenzar ya con el Vacilón Musical Amsterdam Latino, la programación más dura de la capital en este fin de semana del sábado.
Siempre pediré, y cuando me ajume, que llueva café. Darle aprobación a esta petición.
Otra vez.
La Navidad, señores, yo quiero beber.